Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Monsters.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hi, Gollum. Welcome back for another session. It's great to see you here again.
Great to see me back in therapy again. Oh, why can't I just be free of all of this?
Yeah, I hear ya. It can be a long journey with therapy sometimes, can't it? And, it's pretty normal to want it to be over.
Oh, I've been having such a tough time. All these stupid, stinking hobbits around. They keep taking things from us. Who wants the precious back? But we cannot find the hobbits which have taken it from us.
Oh, okay. I can see you're still really struggling with that, and... yeah, with that obsession around the precious and wanting to get it back, hey?
Yes, we just want some back, but we cannot find it. Those stupid black riders, they found us, and they tortured us. It was horrible.
Oh, right, so the Black Riders found you and tortured you. That does sound really horrible.
We couldn't help but tell them the name of the stinking, thieving hobbitses that took the ring from us. Now they know where to go to find it. They'll be after that stinking, thieving Bilbo Baggins's. They'll know where he is. They'll find the precious before we do.
Boy, being tortured sounds terrible. So the Black Riders found you and you're really worried about them finding Bilbo Baggins, hey? Finding the precious before you get the precious back, because I know how much you value it.
Yes, the precious means everything to us. We must have it back.
Okay, so you've been through a lot, and especially with that torturing, that sounds really full on.
It was terrible and terrifying. We tried to stay strong and not tell them who took the precious from us. But the pain, it was overwhelming. We couldn't keep holding out, not forever.
Boy, you really tried to stay strong, hey?
We did, but we couldn't be strong enough. Now they know who took the ring. They'll find it, and they'll take it back to their master. And Gollum will never see the precious again.
Yeah, I can see you really want this precious. You're really concerned about it going back to the master. It's been on your mind a lot.
We don't know what to do next about it all. In such a terrible situation.
Okay, right. So you don't know what to do next. So, boy, you've been through a lot. You've had this run-in with these Black Riders. They've taken you. They've tortured you, which just seems, quite barbaric, really, really uncalled for. They've gotten out of you the name of the hobbit that took the ring from you originally. So now you reckon, hey, they're going to track down this hobbit, find the ring, bring it back to the master. You'll never see it again. That really gets to you because you've been quite attached to that ring for quite a while now. And what I'm hearing from you now is that you're wanting to know what to do next. You just can't figure it out.
That's right. What do we do next? Oh, I have no idea.
I'm seeing you're pretty stuck, and it sounds like you're experiencing a lot of really big feelings right now, and big feelings that seem pretty overwhelming.
Yes, these feelings. What do we do about them? I feel so worried. Worried what's going to happen to our precious. We must have our precious back.
Oh, okay. So lots and lots of worry going through your mind right now, hey?
Yes, it's taking over. We don't know what to do.
You're in a really tough spot right now, aren't you? You're still recovering after being tortured by some Black Riders, which, boy. But yeah, so you're still recovering from that, and now you're having to deal with a heap of worry that's hit you. Because now you're thinking, hey, these Black Riders are going to get this ring. And that's just going to stuff everything up. You're never going to see it again. And I can sense that worry is, boy, it's hit you hard, and it's really hard for you to sit with it, hey?
That's right.
And you brought up before, what do I do next about it? Where to now with all of this? And you're talking about how you just got no idea.
There's no idea at all.
Well, how about we just pause for a moment? Like, we're not in any big rush or anything like that. Let's just take our time and breathe. And while you're experiencing this worry and this wondering about, what's next, let's just take our time, sit with that, and notice the thoughts going through your mind. And notice the feelings going through your body. And when you're ready, you can share them. But again, we're not in any rush. Let's just pause. Pause for a moment and let's just notice.
No worry. It makes me feel like just giving up. It makes me feel so defeated. But I guess the thoughts going through my mind. I've noticed that. Well, there's some options that, we could follow the Black Riders, but then I think, what if they capture us again? We only just barely escaped with our lives. What if it all goes wrong?
Okay, so you really noticed a lot of worry there, and you do have some ideas about what you could do. You could follow these Black Riders trace their path to the Hobbit and hopefully the ring, but then that worry kicks in and makes you think that, boy, I really, really don't want to end up back in that torture chamber again. Really don't want to end up back there at all, hey?
That's right. We don't want to end up back there again.
Yeah, okay then. Well, you're really at a fork in the road, aren't you? By the sounds of it, one of those paths take you to the ring, and one of those paths takes you away, doesn't it? You know, it's you kind of giving up on following after this ring, and that's the end of the story for you in the ring. It's a really tough place to be.
Yes, fork in the road. We cannot give up. We cannot give up. No, we cannot give up. We must go after the ring, after those black riders. Even though it scares us so much.
Okay, so you're willing to face all those fears to go after the ring, hey?
Yes. Well, I guess we know what to do now. Goodbye.
All right, catch you later. Okay, so that was the No Question Challenge, a whole session done without using a question. And the reason why I did that little challenge was just to show that you do not have to be an interrogator as a therapist. You know, it's usually a lot more helpful to create space for your client. And you can create that space through paraphrasing, summaries, all those reflections. And questions often are directive, and questions often take away space from a client and put you in the driver's seat rather than your client. So let's have a little bit of an example of that.
We've been through so much. We were taken by the Black Riders and tortured, and they found out who took the precious. We told them it was that stinking, thieving Bilbo Bagginses. Now they're after him, and they'll find the precious.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem with them finding the precious?
Well, they'll find it, and then we'll never see it again.
Right, and so you went through all this trauma with being tortured. So, you know, what's your experience of that trauma been like?
Oh, it's been terrible. We cannot sleep at night. This has been on our minds constantly.
Oh, I can't sleep at night. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, we cannot sleep at all. We love it, but our mind just races. Races about all of our worries.
Okay, so you're not able to sleep well at night at all. What's it been like for you not to be able to sleep at night? And, you know, what sort of impact has that been having on your day-to-day life? And, you know, have anyone else, you know, noticed that sort of impact that it's been having on your day-to-day life?
Oh, it's been having a terrible impact. We're so tired all of the time. And, yes, I guess other people notice because I'm in a bit of a bad mood.
Oh, right, so in a bad mood, so you've been having trouble at sleeping at night, in a bad mood. What's it been like being in a bad mood all the time around these people? Okay, so can you see there how my questioning just hijacked the session and took the client in a completely different direction to what he actually wanted to talk about? So if you ever find yourself in a situation where you are supporting someone, either as a therapist or a friend or partner or whatever, just keep that in mind. Keep in mind that you don't have to be the interrogator. You can just create space with just simple validation and simple reflections and that sort of stuff. And yeah, a lot of the information will flow anyway, and you're kind of going where the person wants to go. But anyway, until next time, take care.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.